Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is
Hello.
Nelson. I am following. My name is Nelson. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer for a political campaign?
No, but does it take too long? Because I don't have too much time for this.
Well, it takes around 5 to 10 minutes maximum.
No.
I'm gonna do it as quickly as possible.
Tell me.
Sorry?
Okay.
Right, thank you. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Here are the choices. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
One.
The first one?
Yeah.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, some other political party?
Not registered.
What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian, Asian American?
Funny.
And what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. Okay, give me one second. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Here are the options: traffic and congestion, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government, property insurance cost, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Inflation.
Excuse me?
Inflation.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So, Daniela Levine Cava, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion. If you're gonna ask me for political, I will tell you no opinion.
Okay. Well, there's so you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with.
You could put in all of them no opinion.
Okay. just for quality purposes, I need to read them. I need to read this list just for quality purposes. So it will be Donald Trump, Francis Suarez, Joe Carollo, Miguel Gabela, Demian Paro, Kamala Harris, Aileen Hyges, Christine King, Manolo Reyes. So just to confirm, you said you're going to choose no opinion on all of them, right?
No opinion.
Okay. Second. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
No opinion.
Thank you. All right, now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are some local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
We'll vote.
Sorry? Could you please repeat it one more time? Hello?
You are asking me if I am going to vote for that referendum.
Yes, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I have no opinion again.
Okay.
I think you will have everything no opinion because I don't want to have
okay.
my opinion on that survey.
That is okay. That is okay. Just for quality purposes, I need to read it anyways.
Okay.
Right, so the next question, it will be, if you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
What do you want me to say? I'm telling you that I have no opinion.
Okay. Alright, and the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Pirate Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended, authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million of Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses, pursuant to applicable sunning, waving, biting, and recurring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing dam park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely, probably.
In favor.
Well, no. This question is, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Is the options are definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Replace Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding and authorize at no cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare unit to become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? Yes in favor, no against.
Favor.
Excuse me?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum of Watson Island that you were just asked about. And you will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at price fair market value. You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Approve.
Allowing office space to be included, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
And all at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. All at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly approve.
Approve.
All right. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly approve.
No opinion.
Okay. And expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Reducing the overall amount of development, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
And a $9 million contribution to affordable housing, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Approve.
Okay. You will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development. Meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters have previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum? Definitely vote yes in favor. Probably vote yes in favor. Leaning yes in favor. Definitely vote no against. Probably vote no against. Or leaning no against.
Yes in favor.
Okay.
Yes in favor.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Development.
Okay. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, none too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote. Yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So here's the first one. This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Very convincing.
This proposal will result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Not convincing.
Okay. This proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay.
Very convincing.
This proposal could expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
And this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Very convincing.
Okay. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote. No against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Very
not
convincing.
Nothing. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very
convincing. Not at all. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else?
No opinion.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Here are the options. Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Somewhat conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, postgraduate degree.
Graduate degree.
Could you please repeat that?
Graduate degree.
What Which of these two? College graduate with an associate's or two-year degree? College graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree?
No, it's a master degree.
It's a postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate, yeah.
Okay. What is your national ancestry? Here are the options: Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan,
Puerto Rican.
Colombian.
Puerto Rican.
Or in the USA.
Whatever.
In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, always speak English?
Mostly Spanish.
Alright, and among these options, is always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speaks English, but speak some Spanish, always speaks English.
Spanish and English equally.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6014626011 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.